Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled True Witness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go with me, please, in the scriptures now, over to John, the third chapter. In John 3, Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, and none of his fellow council members, elders, were publicly siding with Jesus. And you notice he's over there at night. But he is there, and he's different from the rest of them in that, in what he said in verse 2, John 3 and 2, he came to Jesus by night and he said, Rabbi, which most of them would not have called him Rabbi. We know, we was generous. We know that you are a teacher come from God. Boy, most of them wouldn't have dared say that. For no man can do these miracles that you do, except God be with him. He said, you know, they were all saying he's not of God. And they thought they had their reason. They even thought they had scripture for it. They said he doesn't keep the Sabbath. He's contradicting Moses, so he can't be of God. Now, this is something interesting to learn. Did you know you can be quoting scriptures and be completely missing God? They thought they had scriptures for condemning Jesus. They thought they had scriptures to prove that Jesus' ministry is not of God. Did you know the devil himself quotes scriptures? He quoted scriptures to Jesus. Now, trust the Holy Spirit inside you. Don't let somebody come quoting scriptures confuse you. Because even though the scriptures are right, what they're trying to say with them can be totally wrong. What they're trying to prove with them can be totally off. Because Jesus said, you know, when the enemy was quoting scriptures to him and said, he said, it is written, it is written, it is written. And he said, it is also written.
That's right. Amen. He did.
So you need to know the word well enough that when somebody comes misquoting scriptures or trying to misapply scriptures, you say, no, no, hold on. It's also written.
Yeah.
It's also written. So that what you're trying to say with that can't be right because this scripture says this. And they have to agree. And they do agree. But you're not going to know that if you never read the Word. If you're never in the Word. So don't be easily duped and deceived. Be full of the Word.
Amen.
Be full of the light. And so Nicodemus said, we know that you're a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that you do except God be with him. In Matthew the 11th chapter, 11:2, John the Baptist, who'd been put in prison, he heard about the works of Jesus. He heard about what?
Works.
The works of Christ. He sent two of his disciples and they said, are you he that should come or do we look for another? Now, you know, he's the one that baptized Jesus and he's the one that told them, behold the Lamb of God. But you know, he's been through a lot and he's been in prison. And you can see now he's second guessing and he's sending word to them, you're the one. And instead of Jesus just trying to answer the question, you know, yes, I am, or you're supposed to already know, or you said I was, or verse 4, he said, go and show John again the things which you what?
Hear.
Which you do hear and see. Another, go back and testify.
To
him about what you have been a personal witness of, what you have seen, what you yourself have heard. Go testify to him about what? Verse 5. About what? Go tell John. Blind people are getting healed and seeing. Lame people are walking. Lepers are being cleansed. Deaf people are hearing. Dead people are being raised up. And the poor have the gospel preached to them. So, if people come that John knows are not liars, and they tell him, this is that, we've seen this, and we saw this, and we saw this, what should he say? He's the one. He's the one. Sorry I asked again. I knew he was the one. He's the one. Why? The works are testifying. Oh, come on, can you see this? The works themselves are testifying that he is the true and real one. Go to the book of John, please. Gospel account of John. 5th chapter. The works testify. They're speaking. We've already covered this earlier, but let's go over it again. There's a lot of people that are in darkness in this world, and a lot of proud people who think they know something and don't realize how pitifully ignorant they are. You know, it's bad to be dumb, but what's worse is be dumb and think you're smart. That's bad. And there's a lot of people. You know, just because you've been to school, that doesn't mean you know anything. Amen. Well, I have multiple degrees. In what? What did they tell you? How do you know what they told you is right? Just because you sat through a class and passed a test does not automatically mean that you know anything, or that what you know is even true or right or usable in life. How many? There's a lot of folks. They're professional students and they're useless in life. They can talk stuff, but no, I'm not knocking education. There's a lot of good things to learn, but not all education is good or useful. There's a lot of junk, and there's a lot of stuff that's worse than a waste of time. It is faith robbing if you embrace it. It actually is coming from the pit, and it's dressed up as knowledge or even science. Remember, the Bible refers to science so-called. That means it's called science, but it's not science. Now, we read this, and let me remind you of this. People say there is no evidence of God. There is no proof of God's existence. You do understand a lot of people say that. They say, prove to me that God exists. There's no scientific proof or evidence, and that's a perfect case of being dumb and not knowing you're dumb. Because all that exists is proof.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Yes.
The sun shining out there?
Yeah.
Proof.
Yes.
Come on, are you listening?
Yeah.
The planet you live on?
Yeah.
The air you breathe?
Yeah.
Your existence. Yes. Your next heartbeat.
Exactly. Right. Amen.
Every bit of it is proof.
Yes.
Proof that God is real.
Thank you, Lord.
And that God exists.
Yes.
And people say, no, science has proven that this happened and this happened. And if you take it all down to the basics, they're saying creation created itself. And there is no scientific proof of such a thing. It's a belief. It's not science. Amen. It's a belief. Because none of these folks were there when it happened.
That's right.
And they don't have a clue. That's why it's called a theory.
Yeah.
It was proven in fact, it wouldn't be a theory. A theory is a guess.
That's right.
It's a guess. No, it doesn't take a lot of smarts to realize that things that are built to precision must have had a maker. Chaos does not create perfection. I don't care how many times you do it. If you don't believe it, take a bunch of rocks and a bunch of sand and a bunch of water and set off C4 explosives and explode it and explode it and explode it. And you can explode it a billion times for a billion years, and I assure you, when the dust clears, there will never be a new Mercedes sitting there. Never. 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 When you see something that is beautiful and perfect, hallelujah, and it's precise, is there any precision? Oh, man, if we were just a little bit further from the sun, none of this would work. If we were a little bit closer, none of it would work. People say, well, it just happened. You believe it just created itself. I think it takes more faith to believe that than what we believe. With no basis. No, listen to the scriptures. Listen to the scriptures. The Bible tells us in Psalm 19 and verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament shows His handiwork. Have you ever looked up in the night sky?
Yes.
We were ripping across the sky last night at 2 in the morning, 500 miles an hour. And one of the things I was doing was looking out the window, because when you get up high at nighttime, you can see the stars so bright and clear. I'm thinking, oh, wow. This is just amazing.
Amen.
And I do not believe it invented itself and created itself. I don't care what you say. And no, you don't have any proof that it created itself.
Amen. That's right.
No, you don't.
That's right.
Their existence is saying God is here.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series True Witness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.